Wheezo.
Changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memory.
I put it in the output.
Check one, two.
Yeah.
Test 1, 2, 3. It's in her headset a little bit. You hear the static in her headset just a little bit. on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from cloudy Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Later tonight's Florida State ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight we have game one of a three-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And this has been billed as a battle of first place in the Florida State League East Division, as we are closing in on the one-third mark of this first half of the Florida State League season. Mets a good couple of weeks at home, winning four out of six games against Tampa, and then doing the same against Daytona last week, 8-4 on that homestand. Palm Beach has been good as well. They come off a 4-2 series victory against the Jupiter Hammerheads. So Palm Beach enters today's game at 13-8 in first place alone, but the Mets at 12-9, just one game back. So for the first time in what feels like a couple of years, Jake, the Mets play a game where there are some stakes on the line in the standings.
Absolutely, and a big chance for the Mets if they can win this series to have a shot at potentially even winning the first half here in 2025. We've seen what this team has been able to do with their talent on the roster. They've had some great pitching. They've had very timely hitting. That's going to have to continue, and they have to clean up the mistakes defensively because they're playing a very good team in Palm Beach that will make them pay for those mistakes.
Jake, you mentioned the talent, but for the St. Lucie Mets, there's been a little bit of a talent drain, and that can be a good thing because three of the studs for this team in the first 21 games have been promoted. A.J. Ewing, for our money, the best player in the league, earned the promotion to Brooklyn after Sunday's game, as did Marco Vargas, who would be the league leader in batting average if he had qualified. He's a few bat shorts. And then Chandler Marsh, perhaps the best relief pitcher in the Florida State League, he was promoted as well. So those three guys who were so effective and very responsible for this Mets good start, Mets are going to have to find a way to do it without them. And meanwhile, the Palm Beach Cardinals, the way they are set up, they don't really do a lot of early season promotions, so they are a team that is whole.
Yes, but the thing for the Mets here is to have that next man up mentality. Whoever is up in the lineup, whoever is playing that day, is going to have to fill those big shoes that guys like A.J. Ewing left. But there's no question that the team can absolutely do that.
As I mentioned, Palm Beach in first place, St. Lucie in second by a game. Daytona's now only three back, Jupiter only four back after those two teams won on Sunday. In the West Division, Dunedin and Fort Myers are 12-9. Tied for first, Clearwater one back at 11-10, Lakeland two back at 10-11, Bradenton and Tampa 8-13, four back. Other games in the Florida State League today, Jupiter and Fort Myers underway. They started at 6:05 at Hammond Stadium in the Fort. Clearwater at Dunedin, Tampa at Bradenton, Lakeland at Daytona, all 6:30 starts as everybody in the Florida State League plays a brief three-game series today through Thursday. The new series will start on Friday and conclude on Sunday. Thus, that's the week ahead in the FSL. Starting pitching matchup in today's game for the Mets, it's going to be Ethan Lanthier getting the ball. Lanthier this season has made four starts. He's 0-1 with the 4.66 ERA, 9 walks and 10 strikeouts. Really looking to kickstart his season. It seems like he's been on the brink each week of breaking through with something good. We'll see if he can put it all together tonight. And for Palm Beach, it's Jason Savakul. Talk about the Palm Beach Cardinals really not doing a lot of midseason promotions, early season promotions. Well, how about like none? Because Savakul was a Palm Beach Cardinal all of 2024, even though he was drafted out of Maryland in 2023, and he's already made four starts here this year as well. So Savakul, he's a Florida State League veteran, a Florida State League champion, as Palm Beach won last year. So that's who the Mets will face off against tonight. The lineups for St. Lucie without Vargas, without A.J. Ewing, sounds like this. Jeremy Rodriguez will lead off in DH. Ronnie Mauricio continues the MLB rehab assignment. That's good for St. Lucie. He's going to play the field tonight. And bat second, he'll play short. Colin Houck at third. Diverson Gutierrez catches. Nick Roselli, who was in Brooklyn to start the season, sent down to make room for Ewing and Vargas. He is going to bat fifth and play second. Kevin Villavicencio hits sixth. He's in left. Johairo Cuevas continues his minor league grab assignment, hitting seventh. Will Hoyt, eighth. He's at first, and Jonathan Henriquez is in center, batting ninth. For the Cardinals, Jonathan Mejia will lead off and play second. Travis Honeyman bats second. He's in center. Cade McGee hits third. He's at third. Josh Cross, basically the guy who A.J. Ewing is 1-2 within the league in all the major offensive categories, he bats cleanup for Palm Beach. He's at first base. Jose Suarez hits fifth. Luis Pino, sixth. Sammy Hernandez, veteran catcher, seventh. Daniel Ortiz, eighth. And Anyelo Encarnacion, that's ninth. Cardinals are taking the field in their home white uniforms. Everybody else coming to the lines for the national anthem, which is upon us. We're going to pause for that, and when we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have first pitch in game one of this three-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals. Baez unloads to deep left field, and that's out of here. Bye, bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the seventh inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone! Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone! A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing! And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in. Safe, and the Mets win the game. Colin Houck walks it off with the sac fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It's off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie, and the inning is over.
Golfs it deep to center. Faltine running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets.
It's go time for the Mets
and the Cardinals. Game one of a three-game set. First pitch. Now we can really get it going at the play ball kid of the game. And hey, it's a Tuesday and there are fans in the stands. This is nice. The last few years at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, they were closed to the public on Tuesdays and Sundays. But getting word that this year they're back open on Tuesdays and Sundays. So some life here at the ballpark. Not a big crowd, but some is better than none.
Oh, it's exciting to have fans in the stands. And the teams can really build off of that when the crowd gets into it. And well, to the benefit of the St. Lucie Mets, they can quiet down the crowd a little bit to get themselves going.
Cardinals throwing the ball around the diamond. As we get set for game one of this three-game series, look in the Cardinals' dugout, and I see an old friend, Yukari De La Cruz, Mets manager last year, bench coach in 2023, let go of the organization after last season, and now he's Palm Beach Cardinals bench coach. Look forward to catching up with Yuki later in the week. Very good man. Good man. Didn't work out for the Mets under his watch last year, but still, good human being. Tried to get the players better. Now he is on the other side. And here we go. Mets in their road grays, Cardinals in their home whites. They're only meeting six times in the first half, and considering this is the battle for first place in the East Division in the first half, this is an important game and an important series. Jason Savakul's first pitch is on the way to Jeremy Rodriguez. It's outside for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:32. It's 80 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one as Rodriguez pops the next pitch foul. St. Lucie Mets trying to get it done this week without the services of A.J. Ewing, Marco Vargas, and the great reliever Chandler Marsh, all promoted to Brooklyn after Sunday's game against Daytona. And we have a ball call and an immediate challenge. Xander Huddleston is our home plate umpire tonight. So the catcher, Hernandez, trying for the challenge. It is unsuccessful, and it will remain a ball. So just a couple of pitches into the game, and the Cardinals down to one challenge. Two-one pitch is cut on and fouled straight back by Rodriguez. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, in this matchup of Cardinals and Mets, these franchises have won two of the last three Florida State League titles. Palm Beach last year, St. Lucie in 2022. The 2-2 pitch, and Rodriguez will take it low. And the team sandwiched in between there, 2023, the Jupiter Hammerheads, who Mets have already faced this year and who call this ballpark their home as well. 3-2 pitch to Rodriguez, and he fouls it off to the left side. So Rodriguez doing a nice job as the leadoff hitter to up the pitch count here. The next pitch of the at-bat will be the seventh. Savakul winds and deals, and it's hit up the middle, and it's going to land in the dirt. The throw on the jump is no good from Encarnacion, and it bounds into the dugout, and Rodriguez will be awarded second base. So it looks like this might be a hit and an error for Rodriguez. And that ball looked like it was going to land in the grass, and it just kind of died in the back of the dirt. Encarnacion got to it and made a wild throw. His body was in a contorted position. So Rodriguez, it is indeed going to be a hit and an error. It's the right call by the official scorer.
That's a really great job by Jeremy Rodriguez to not only prolong that first at-bat with a lot of pitches, but then get the base hit up the middle.
Well, it's Ronnie Mauricio next. The Major League rehabber coming back from a torn ACL and then a subsequent cleanup surgery. Missed all of last year. Just now getting in game action. He played on Sunday as the DH today. He's batting second and playing shortstop. And he's in a quick 2-0 count. Switch hitter, batting left-handed, will take a fastball for a strike. Mauricio, never a St. Lucie Met. And on his rise to the system, skipped over St. Lucie when St. Lucie dropped from high A to single A. Mauricio made his MLB debut in 2023. Successful one at the tail end of that season. Savakul's 2-1 pitch, and Mauricio fouls it off his front foot, and it's two balls and two strikes. Mauricio on Sunday went 1-for-3 with a single, a run, and maybe most importantly, a stolen base, as he's able to test out the wheels. Finds himself in a 2-2 count. We have no score, runner on second with nobody out. Savakul's pitch, and Mauricio takes it in the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. Mauricio puts up the stop sign, which keeps Rodriguez at second base, full count. Jason Savakul, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023 out of the University of Maryland. He's been in Palm Beach a long time. 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled off, straight back. Savakul, 22 years old, so still young, from Syracuse. Spent all last year in Palm Beach. Actually pitched in four games in 2023 after being drafted with Palm Beach. He's never pitched anywhere but Palm Beach. The 31st career game with the Cardinals. 3-2 coming to Mauricio. Savakul deals, and Mauricio cuts on it and fouls it up, tips it for strike three. And he goes down on the low fastball.
It's a good pitch from Savakul. Fastball low in the zone. Mauricio, getting his eye level change, just able to get a piece of it, but not enough to foul it off and see another pitch.
So can't move Rodriguez over to third. Jeremy stays at second, and Colin Houck will hit. And Houck will drive a ball into center field, chasing back his honeyman. He spies it. He makes the catch. Rodriguez will feign a tag and stay put. That ball looked like it was traveling further than it did. Honeyman ran back a few steps, slammed on the brakes, and made the catch. And that'll leave it to Gutierrez. As the Mets come down to Palm Beach in this important early season matchup, get the leadoff man to second base. Do not want to strand him there. Palm Beach, a very good hitting team, best offensive team in the league. Mets pitching really good as Rodriguez dances around second, and they throw back there, a lob throw, and it's fielded on a hop by the second baseman Mejia.
Dancing might be an understatement. Rodriguez was hopping all over the place out there at second base, trying to throw Savakul a little bit off his game, but gets back in safely.
Savakul essentially threw a ground ball out to his second baseman. But Rodriguez was safe. He continues to maintain a big lead. First pitch to Gutierrez. He swings and misses for strike one. Fastball at 90. But the point being, with the Cardinals' hot offense, if you're the Mets on offense, you'd like to strike early and take advantage of that leadoff error. And now they have Rodriguez in a rundown. Mejia's throw goes to third. Rodriguez slides in. He's safe. It all developed too slowly. Savakul's lob throw, Mejia's lob throw from second to third. McGee gets the tag down, but Rodriguez steals the base. Say this for him. He was committed. There was no hesitation. So he's 90 feet away now. Cardinals should be out of the inning. They had him dead to rights, just couldn't move fast enough.
Something you don't see too often when a guy gets cut in a rundown but still gets to third base successfully.
Gutierrez swings and misses at the slider, and it's nothing and two.
Gutierrez is going to have to make a small adjustment here, being a little more patient, chasing a couple of pitches there. We got a guy on third base here who was able to make it in the first batter of the game with no outs. Would really love to drive him home and get off to a quick start in this very important game.
The 0-2 pitch, and Gutierrez lays it off. It bounces away, but up the third baseline. Well, Hernandez able to rally to it, and Rodriguez could only go back. That's the other thing. Maybe they'll bounce one, and it'll go away. Not far enough. We have two outs. Runner on third. No score in the top of the first. Savakul's 1-2 pitch, and it's high. Fastball at 91. Two balls and two strikes. So Rodriguez, then Mauricio, and now Gutierrez making Savakul work. This will be his 20th pitch of the inning. And it's a dribbler up the third baseline. McGee charging in. He throws across his body in time to beat Gutierrez. So the Mets 0-for-3 in the top of the first. Runners in scoring position. Strand Rodriguez at third base. When we come back, it'll be Ethan Lanthier on the mound for St. Lucie in a scoreless game.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Yeah, it's both of us here tonight. And that'll be me solo tomorrow. And then Thursday, Jake, am I solo? Or what day are you doing with me again?
I will be back Thursday, yes.
There's a pitch inside, and then off Friday so we can watch his beloved Lightning. And then me Saturday, and then not beloved right now. And then Jake solo on Sunday, so that's the schedule.
Well, no, they're facing elimination on Wednesday.
There's a ground ball off the side of the mound by Mejia. Out to Mauricio, tested early, and Mauricio makes the rather routine play. That's a good one to start on if you're Ronnie Mauricio. First inning in the field, first batter of the game, just rolls one right off the side of the mound. That's like infield practice right there. So Mejia's out. Ethan Lanthier gets the first one under his belt.
Great start all around. Quick moving. Couple of pitches, ground ball, nice throw to first, and you're already into this game with an out.
I've always felt like those shortstops especially, like, you don't want the first ball your way in, like, the sixth inning. You'd like to get involved right away. Now Travis Honeyman swings over the top of a breaking ball for strike one. Honeyman hitting .441 for the Cardinals, a draftee last year. Cardinals have quite a few draftees from last year. A lot of other players from last year still here. Pitchers, position players. Check swing, he went too far on appeal. Yep. Base umpire said he went. It's nothing and two. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals, they put him in the slow cooker. The guys do not move a whole lot here. So they are usually a veteran squad and a tough out. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt. Gutierrez will tag him out. A three-pitch strikeout. Only one of those pitches was actually over the plate. The Honeyman gives that one to St. Lucie. We'll bring up Cade McGee. McGee, Tucson, Arizona, another draft pick last year in the ninth round out of the college ranks. Lanthier looking for a 1-2-3 start in this scoreless game. Firing a fastball at 95. Ethan's fifth start for St. Lucie this year, 0-1 with a 4.66 ERA. Really hasn't had a smooth sailing start yet. It's tonight the one, as this ball is grounded foul. Back to that first game of the season, a couple errors in the field. He ran out of pitches in the first inning, only got one out. Two and two-thirds, three hits, one run. Next time, not bad. Three innings, two hits, two runs. Two times ago, and last time out, 3 2/3, three hits, two runs. A couple of walks and four strikeouts against Daytona. So slowly building up here. 0-2 to McGee, and it's a ground ball. Hot shot, nice knockdown by Roselli. Picks it up, throws to first, and just in the nick of time gets McGee. So hot shot, no problem for Roselli, who's due to lead off the second inning. We're going there right now with no score.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Second inning, it'll be Nick Roselli to lead it off. Just made a nice play to finish off the last inning. It was a hard shot that could have eaten him up, but he knocked it down, didn't have to get it clean. And we have a discussion here with our umpire, Huddleston, and Roselli before he digs in. First pitch, fastball. Too high, ball one. Well, Roselli, when you send guys up like Ewing and Vargas, who are scorching hot, been around a little longer than Roselli, somebody has to come back. Somebody's got to take their spot in St. Lucie. There's not enough playing time or spots up in Brooklyn, so Kevin Villavicencio found that out as this ball's popped up in the stands. Now, Kevin was playing well for Brooklyn, but in a numbers crunch, came down to St. Lucie to make room for Baez. So Roselli off to a scuffling start up in Brooklyn. He'll come down here and get more playing time. Well, the red-hot Ewing and Vargas earn their promotions and are going to go up and take that playing time. There's a ball high. Always a tough break. And the Mets with their college guys, usually they finish with St. Lucie and they're off for good. 2-2 pitch is low. And Roselli did really well for St. Lucie. All the college position players St. Lucie had at the end of last year, he might have been right up there amongst the most productive. He hit 309 in 18 games. A couple of doubles, a triple, a home run.
And he had thrown hard but foul down the first baseline. And he's a gamer, too. So, hails from University of Binghamton, Levittown, New York. So if you're going to have to say goodbye to the productivity of Ewing and Vargas, Roselli's a good guy to step in and try to take over the mantle. It's a full count. Savakul's pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball at 91. So another batter that really makes Savakul work. Savakul wins in the end. He's retired four straight since Rodriguez reached on the infield Kevin single. Here's Kevin Villavicencio. They added a couple extra syllables in there for the PA.
It's not an easy one.
It's not. You've gotten used to it over the years. This pitch is a ball low. He's hitting 394 in his return to St. Lucie with the home run and four driven in. No score, one out, nobody on. Savakul's pitch is hit right back to him. Misses his glove. It's out to Mejia, the second baseman, who gobbles it up and throws to first. Odd-looking kind of line drive, one hopper to second, where Savakul nearly got a piece.
Just didn't come clean off the bat. Might have gotten up through the middle and potentially in for a base hit, but just a kind of a dribbler line drive is almost how you would describe it. It was a weird hit, but unfortunately, right to Mejia was able to make an easy play.
Cuevas next, continuing his minor league rehab assignment. He fouls it off. Cuevas, a good start to his assignment so far, hitting 273 with an RBI. The big walk. The bases loaded in extras last week against Daytona. He's in a 0-1 count. Savakul winding down the pitch clock, and it's spoiled out of play left side. And the Mets saw a lot of Jason Savakul last year. These two teams played a lot last season. They don't play as much this year. 21 games, bulk of those in the second half. A 1-2. Slider, and he lays off of it. Two balls, two strikes.
That's a really good take there by Cuevas on a pitch that just broke. Bottom fell out.
Lays off the next pitch as well, which means it's a full count. Another deep count for a St. Lucie Mets. So far, Rodriguez the only one able to reach base. This is where Savakul's been at his best in the early going. 3-2 is on the way. Cuevas takes it for ball four. Good eye on a few pitches in that inning. At bat. Now he'll go down to first as a two-out runner. Ends the string of five straight batters retired. Change up, missed by a few inches below the zone, and now Trace Wilhoit, always a danger to provide the instant offense, will come up, and he's going to use his time right away. Looking down at Louis Rivera down there at third base sign, trying to get the signs. He's got three home runs on the season. Cuevas looks like he might run. And they're going to check on him, and it's close. He's safe. Mets had some trouble on the bases with the Tortugas picking them off last week. Savakul again, another quick pivot, but no throw to first. Just a look. Pitch comes home. A slider right in there to Wilhoit for strike one. Trey said that three-run homer in the second inning on Saturday night. Turns out the Mets really needed it. They didn't have a hit the rest of the game, and they won 4-2. Savakul's 0-1 pitch swung on and missed a better slider here. Wilhoit was hoping he'd get the first one again. Hanger.
This one just broke out to the bottom of the zone, right on the corner. And the first one was right in the middle of the zone in a sweet spot.
Savakul is working ahead, nothing in two. Slider down. This time, Wilhoit able to lay off.
It's a good job. You're seeing a couple of sliders and swing, taking the first one, swinging at the second one, and then able to lay off of that one. It can start to look the same when you see so many in a row.
A 1-2 pitch. Fastball right down the middle.
So three sliders and then a fastball right down the middle, and Will Hoyt does not pull the trigger. Did not expect that one. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded halfway through the second inning. No score between the Mets and the Cards.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Ethan Lanthier, breezy first inning. Back out there for the second. Retired the Cardinals 1-2-3 on 8 pitches, 7 strikes in the first. It'll be Josh Cross. All right, let's see what Cross has got here. He's hitting .288. He's got 6 home runs to lead the league. 25 RBI way up there. He and A.J. Ewing basically 1-2 in most of the offensive categories in the league. Ewing gone. Cross remains. He takes a strike and then a ball. Big left-handed hitting catcher drafted last year out of the college ranks in the 6th round from Savannah, Georgia. And Cross will foul one back. Another player who, upon being drafted last year, reported to Palm Beach. Finished the year with the Cardinals and right back with them this year. Played his college ball at Cincinnati. 1-2 pitch, and he hits a tapper out to Houck. Well, field whipped first in time. Colin gets him. Getting right across Mauricio there, taking charge. So 4 up, 4 down. Good start here for Lanthier developing.
You can't do much better than the 1-2-3 inning, and then starting off the second here with nice quick ground out. Lanthier has been pitching very well, and again, pitching strikes has been the number one thing that Mets pitchers have been doing so well this year, is throwing that ball in the strike zone.
Well, because of you, Jake, saying that, he just threw ball one. It's a backup slider. That Suarez takes. I'm sure he'll figure it out on this pitch, Jake. Ball 2. Whoops.
You know, people say that broadcasters don't have an effect on the game. I don't believe it.
By the way, if that was a challenge, it would have been a ball. Very close. Lanthier from the stretch. Hey, he throws a nice snag on the comebacker. Underhand flips to first base. Will Hoyt has it. Well, they list Mr. Lanthier at 6'5", and I think he needed all 6'5" to make that play. Although Nick Roselli appeared to have a good beat on it over the top. But why have that when you can do it yourself? Out in the comebacker, that's 4 ground outs and a strikeout of the 5 batters. Now Luis Pino will take a fastball too high for ball 1. Quiet start to this one. Lanthier trying to keep it that way as Pino lines a ball down the right side. A nice breeze tonight blowing in from center and across out to right. Very tough to hit a ball out to left field this evening. It's always tough to hit one out here at Roger Dean. It doesn't travel. This ball has been a graveyard. Bark has been a graveyard over the years. On a check swing, he held up on appeal, says Byron Matos, our base umpire tonight. Xander Huddleston, Byron Matos, the umpires. They'll be the umpires next week when the Mets return home to face Clearwater. Fastball laid in, 94 miles per hour for a strike, 2-2. Doing some construction here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thanks to see how it all turns out. It'll be a while. 2-2 pitch, and it's a ground ball to Houck, charging, scooping, throwing off balance, but right on target. A couple nice plays by Collin in that inning from the hot corner. Six up, six down for Lanthier. We go to the third. No score between the Mets and the Cardinals at Roger Dean.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Back on radio only for this series and this week. Then we'll be back on Bally Sports Live next week at home against the Clearwater Threshers. We've come to the nine hitter in the order, Yonatan Henriquez. He'll take ball one inside from Savakul. We have no runs in this game, and we have one hit, an infield single by Jeremy Rodriguez. That's left him on third base with two outs in the first. Henriquez fouls one back. It almost feels like a boxing match. Earlier, just feeling each other out, the two fighters. Although Palm Beach, you know, they were having a perfect game throwing against them through the sixth inning on Sunday as this ball comes inside. And the no-hitter, they broke that up, but then they had a no-hitter into the ninth. They eventually got a hit and a run. And they've come out today as Henriquez swings and misses, and they've gone six up, six down. So this vaunted offense for Palm Beach. They've hit a roadblock here in the last couple of games. 2-2 pitch, and it's a slider away. And stop me if you've heard this already. Another Met batter working a deep count. 3-2. This is already the 45th pitch for Savakul facing the ninth hitter. And Henriquez hits a line drive right to Mejia. A sinking liner that Mejia picks off the shoot tops for an out. So that's kind of an oddity that all those deep counts, Mets forcing 45 pitches, yet only one batter got a hit and only one other reached base. So Savakul has been able to handle the Mets when it's all said and done. First time through the order. Now he throws a pitch that's fouled off by Rodriguez back to the top. Jeremy started this game with a soft liner out over the second base bag, hustled for an infield single, went to second on a throwing error by Encarnacion. The slider stays high. Ball and a strike.
Despite the Mets only having one hit, I really like the start to this game for them, especially offensively. They've had some deep counts. They've hit some balls well, just haven't had the right luck.
That pitch stays high. Cardinals have already burned one challenge, a third pitch of the game. So that pitch, even though it was in the strike zone, according to StatCast, was not challenged. 2-1. This is inside. 3-1. thought the challenging strategy by both the Tortugas and the Mets was lackluster as that series went on. Rodriguez hits one on the ground right to Cross, takes it himself, 3-1 assisted. The Cardinals going to hang on to that last challenge at all costs, it would appear. So Rodriguez out, Mauricio back up. He struck out swinging on a 3-2 pitch in the first. First pitch, strike at the knees. So Mauricio's rehab clock now ticking. Very curious to see where he winds up. 0-1 pitch as it's fouled off, nothing and two. Oftentimes, these things just have a way of working themselves out. But right now, it's cluttered up in New York. A lot of guys up there doing well, playing well, team winning as he fouls one back.
It's a nice problem to have.
It is. And that's got some tough news today about A.J. Minter, their setup man. A lat injury that could cost him the entire season. But relatively healthy so far are the Mets. And they've been getting some guys back. Mauricio could be one of them. 0-2 pitch. Coming from Savakul, he tries to bend one in there, but it's outside, and that's a really good take. Mets have done a really nice job on this slider, which has been classifying it as a sweeper. This ball is hammered into the turf, out to Mejia from the grass at second base, throws to first to get Mauricio. Now, that time, that was a true curve, and that's a 1-2, 3-inning. So, early makings of a pitching duel here between Savakul and Lanthier. We'll see if Lanthier can match when we come back for the home third.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
It'll be Sammy Hernandez, Daniel Ortiz, and Anielo Encarnacion for Palm Beach against Lanthier in the third. Lanthier, a ground ball machine. Six batters, five ground outs, and a strikeout. Here's Hernandez, the catcher. He takes one up and in, a fastball at 93. Mets in their road grades tonight. St. Lucie blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers outlined in orange on the back. 1-0 pitch, low. Cardinals home whites. It's almost exactly like the St. Louis Cardinals. Just bright red numbers on the back. Palm Beach in red across the front. You got the two Cardinals sitting on the yellow bat. Very classic. 2-0 pitch to Hernandez, and he's going to take a strike. His tail's in there at the last moment.
The Mets had kind of been favoring their orange alternate jerseys a lot this year, but going with the road grays today.
2-1 pitch, a dribbler foul. Well, I have to tell the team that tomorrow the Cardinals plan to wear their reds. The Cardinals are wearing red, Mets can't wear their orange. It's a bad look.
It has happened once before.
I do not like it.
Lucy Cardinals history.
I do not like it at all. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is grounded to Mauricio. He waits on two hops, sets, fires a dart to first in time to beat Hernandez. So Ronnie Mauricio out at shortstop tonight is 2-for-2 in executing plays. That one he was able to wait on. Very strong arm at short. Of course, Mauricio can play a variety of positions, and I'm sure will be moved around here in his rehab. We all know who's patrolling shortstop up at Citi Field for the Mets in the foreseeable future. Best to do it in baseball, in my opinion. And Francisco Lindor. Another ground out, so the infielders are ready. They're on their toes as this slider misses outside to Daniel Ortiz, the DH. Lanthier, fastball, overthrown, down and away for ball two. He's falling behind both batters here in this third inning, 2-0. He rallied to get Hernandez. See if he throws one in there to Ortiz. He does, and Ortiz going to take it all the way at 94 for a strike. No score, bottom three, one out, bases empty. 2-1 pitch, a slider fouled away, and that will even the count, two balls and two strikes. This game got underway at 6:32, so moving right along. Not much to speak of yet other than the guys on the mound getting it done. Mets have the only hit in the game, an infield single. Breaking ball fouled back as Ortiz lunged across the plate to get a piece of it.
And a really nice job here by Lanthier to battle back in this at-bat after falling behind 2-0 as it evened at 2-2.
The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Struck him out on the slider. Second strikeout of the evening for Ethan Lanthier. He's now retired all eight Cardinals he's faced tonight.
And all on groundouts and strikeouts. He has been an efficient pitcher, Ethan Lanthier. Really nice job to start this game.
Yeah, what are Villavicencio Henriquez and Cuevas even doing out there in the outfield? He's hanging out. Should have brought a picnic basket. Ball one low to Anielo Encarnacion. The only thing to nitpick here for Lanthier is he's started every batter off with a ball. And at least here on the second pitch to Encarnacion, he pumps in a strike. It's 1-1. Encarnacion, another holdover from last year's Cardinals squad. They're managed by Gary Kendall. It's his fourth year in the Florida State League, managing Palm Beach. A lot of consistency, this franchise. Here's a tapper, toughest one yet. Hauk charging, gloving, throws on the run. He throws it wide, but it's rallied and caught by Will Hoyt. Tags Encarnacion in the baseline. Trace saves the day. 9 up, 9 down. We'll go to the fourth. No score between the Mets and the Redbirds.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, Jake, it's your time to do play-by-play. I didn't do much of anything.
No.
Three innings, no runs, one infield single. That's all these teams provided for me. So maybe it'll get crazy for you here.
That sometimes can tend to happen. Savakul back out on the mound here for Palm Beach. First pitch into Colin Houck is a strike. It's ahead 0-1. Savakul at 55 pitches, now 56 here on a swing and a miss. And ahead on Houck 0-2. One thing that St. Lucie hitters have done well in this game is getting to those deep counts and force Savakul to have a high pitch count. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And now the throw from Hernandez down to first will complete that strikeout. And that's out number one in the inning. So one up, one down here, and now it'll be Gutierrez, catcher here for St. Lucie, 0-for-1 so far today. First pitch to Gutierrez in for a strike. Savakul firing in some fastballs consistently into the zone. Now a timeout taken by Gutierrez. Back in set after the 0-1 pitch on the way from Savakul, and that's taken too low. Counts even up at 1-1. Lots of strikes. Pitchers have been efficient in this game. This one taken for a ball. Counts at 2-1. 2-1 pitch, that misses low, and it's a 3-1 count to Gutierrez. Savakul also working very quickly. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count has run full.
Another full count?
Another full count from St. Lucie hitters. Savakul set, and the payoff pitch. Line drive, but this is going to hook foul.
It was all over. It just needed to wait a hair longer. Straighten that ball out, rip it down into the corner. Missed it by about 3 feet.
You know, retrieve this ball. You know, it's easier for him with the way it's set up here, Roger Dean, where that foul territory just jets in. It's fouled off here by Gutierrez once more. Not a lot of foul room down either the right field or left field side once you start getting deep down towards the wall. Payoff pitch again, and this is a called strike three, but an immediate challenge by Gutierrez. He was challenging before the call was even made. And this looks like it's going to stand. It will. This is a full ball in. So both teams 0-for-1 on their challenges, and now it's 2-up, 2-down here for St. Lucie in the fourth.
And Savakul, walking that thin line on these full counts, and he's winning nearly all of them.
Here's Nick Roselli. He'll take a first pitch fastball in for a strike. Behind here, 0-1. Savakul's 0-1, and Roselli fouls it off for strike two. Despite Savakul having to get into these deep counts, he has done an excellent job at retiring St. Lucie hitters. Still just the one hit. 0-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss for strike three. So Nick Roselli is down on strikes. And another 1-2-3 innings. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here. Still looking for our first run of the ballgame at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Welcome back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we get set here for the bottom of the fourth. And Lanthier back onto the mound for St. Lucie, and he'll face off against Mejia. And the first pitch is in for a called strike. Both pitchers doing a really good job of starting these counts with a strike. Lanthier's 0-1 pitch falls a little bit too low, and the count's evened at 1. Now, the biggest difference for these two pitchers is the pitch count. Lanthier with his 37th pitch on the way, and this one is fouled off down into the stand, so it's 0-2 now, or 1-2. Lanthier comes set, and the 1-2 pitch. Hard ground ball, diving, and Will Hoyt, and it's passed him through for a base hit. It's the first one of the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
But another ground ball that was weakly hit. It was just hit to the exact spot where Trace couldn't smother it. So if you're Lanthier, live with that, and you keep trying to get those ground balls again and see if you can't get one that will wind up as two outs.
They'll try to do it again here against Travis Honeyman, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout so far in this game.
That was a three-pitch strikeout with two sliders in the dirt. Curious to see how he attacks him this time around.
First pitch to him is a high fastball that misses, and it's 1-0. So it will not be a three-pitch strikeout. 1-0, and that one's too low. Honeyman lays off of it. Two balls and no strikes. Honeyman trying to make the adjustment here with patience. See how Lanthier makes his adjustment now in this at-bat. 2-0, and that misses inside. Three balls and no strikes. Lanthier trying to avoid runners on first and second with no outs. Three-oh pitch outside, and that is ball four. So it's a four-pitch walk to Honeyman. And now it's runners on first and second.
Yeah, that's what you did not want to do. Give up your first hit of the night and then not find the strike zone at all to the next batter. Wanted to see him come right back and attack Honeyman. And just didn't do it.
Now it'll be Cade McGee. 0-for-1 with a ground out. And a big opportunity to strike first here for Palm Beach. First pitch too far inside, and now that is five straight balls from Ethan Lanthier.
And yeah, maybe just getting a little bit mechanically out of whack, front side flying open there, the ball going up and into a righty.
A look to second, 1-0 home, and that misses outside, 2-0.
And that looked just like the overcorrection. Just holding on to the ball almost a little too long.
And here comes pitching coach Luis Alvarado. Talk things over, try and settle Lanthier back down. It was breezing through this Cardinals lineup the first time through, but the second time has not been able to find the strike zone. Four-pitch walk to Honeyman, now behind McGee, 2-0. And all after the first base hit for Palm Beach from Mejia. So the mound visit hopefully will settle Anthea down and he can pick up some quick outs.
Yeah, I think as long as he throws a strike, you know, it seems like he's been in a great rhythm when he's throwing strikes, and now he's in the same rhythm but throwing balls. He's just got to switch it back to strike throwing. He'll be fine.
Here's his 2-0 pitch, and that's right in there for a called strike.
I think he just needed a breath.
And the mound visit provided that. Now trying to get right back to attacking. To one pitch, and this is fouled straight back. So after the mound visit, two straight strikes from Lanthier. Count now even at 2-2. And sometimes that can all be for these pitchers. You get into a groove, a base hit throws you off a little bit, and you just need a second to breathe. Can't do it as much with the pitch clock, and so that's what the mound visit is for. This one is just high, called a ball, and it's a full count.
Ooh, that was really close. It was a ball, so good job by Gutierrez not to overextend and burn that last challenge.
Full count, payoff pitch, and this one is chopped foul and will get out of play into the netting and into the Palm Beach dugout.
You can tell how bad Lanthier wants that out. He was on the warning track by the Cardinals' dugout, first base side, trying to make a play. Even though that ball was well out of his range and out of the field of play. But it signals that he really wants this out right here.
In a full count, I do not want to issue another walk, which would load the bases with no outs. This feels like a big at-bat here in the fourth inning. No outs, two runners on, and a scoreless game. And now this one is flown into shallow center field. It's going to be caught by Mauricio, and he gets the ball, and quickly all runners will retreat.
Oh, what tremendous range by Mauricio in his first rehab game in the field of play. He's already fielded two routine ground balls. This one, not routine. Almost became a center fielder using those long limbs of his to reach out and snag that ball. Great play by Mauricio.
Hit into that dangerous spot where it's out of the infield, but very shallow for any outfielder to get in there. And Mauricio, a nice job to get over there and make the catch. So now one out with two runners on, and Cross at the plate swings and misses at the first pitch. Hit our head here, 0-1. Boy, would you love a ground ball here to try and turn a double play. Runners are going. Pitch is low for a ball. Throw down to third is not going to be in time. Now, the timing was good, but Gutierrez's throw just a little bit too far to the left for Hauk and couldn't get a clean tag.
I like the decision by the Cardinals to run. Those guys have been kind of standing around on the bases, not doing much, and all of a sudden, that, you know, 1-0 count, they take off. And also a nice catch by Colin Hauk there to save that throw, which was not very accurate from Gutierrez from going down the line. That would have brought in two runs.
So now runners on second and third, and this pitch is lined into right field. It's in for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the corner. Two runs are in. Finally picked up by Cuevas. The throw into Roselli is cut off. It is a two RBI double from Cross, which opens up this game.
Well, Cross has been right there with A.J. Ewing as the best hitter in the Florida State League, and those are things that the Mets watched A.J. do for the first 21 games. And Cross comes up big in a big spot for his team.
Unfortunate spot here for St. Lucie after a perfect first three innings. And then Lanthier loses the command a little bit, and now faces a 2-0 deficit. Here's a swing and a miss to Suarez.
And just found himself in a tough spot against the wrong hitter.
Cross doing what he does best, driving in runs and standing on second now. Pitch is in the dirt, blocked in front by Gutierrez, and it's 1-1.
And for Cross, that's his fifth double to go along with the league-high sixth home runs, and now he's picked up RBI 26 and 27.
Well, now our umpires are going to get together, and they're looking up somewhere.
They're looking at the lights? Do we have a light bank that's out? I noticed that they were mentioning something to the Cardinals dugout earlier. Well, maybe there's something else, a glare? A drone. Oh, boy. We got a drone.
This pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Well, we had a drone delay happen. I believe it was here.
It was here. It was in that dreadful 22 walk game for Jupiter, which, of course, everybody just wants to get out of the stadium, and a drone delayed that game late.
Ground ball, this one, stabbed by Hauk on the backhand. He turns and fires to first. It's scooped by Will Hoyt. What a play for out number two.
Yeah, play of the game so far for the Mets. That was excellent. That ball was close to eating up Hauk and getting down the line. Did a nice job gloving it. The throw, just get it over there with the runner speeding down and hope your first baseman Will Hoyt can make the pick, which is exactly what Trace did. That was well done on both sides of the diamond.
Now with two outs and a runner on second, Mino at the plate, 0-1, and he takes this one here for a called strike.
Look at that ball, gets under Collins' glove, it's down the line, Cross is in, it's 3-0, the runner's on second, there's still only one out. Looking at a 3-4 run inning potentially, now he got a chance to get out of it just down two.
This one skipped in the dirt, blocked again by Gutierrez. Oh, Adam, you said you weren't. Didn't do much with your play-by-play, and already in the fourth inning, we have some runs scored. We got a drone flying in the air. Yep. There's a lot going on.
Yep. Things have gone really badly for the Mets since you've taken over this fourth inning.
1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Well, the bigger picture thing is, we make fun of me with the middle three innings of play-by-play, but the middle three innings have been an issue for St. Lucie in this season, because if you remember on Sunday, even when you do the middle three innings, there were some trouble for the Mets in that one.
Troubled times in those middle three innings.
A 1-2 pitch is in there for a called strike three, and Lanthier will end the inning on a strikeout. Cardinals are able to score two. Now the Mets will look to try and respond in inning number five.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here at Roger Neave Chevrolet Stadium on this Tuesday night. Mets and Cardinals set for a big three-game series. Trail 2-0 right now, and Kevin DeVincenzo will step up to the plate, try and respond here in the fifth for the Mets. Shows bunt, but pulls it back, and it's a 1-0 count. Savakul again on the mound. A 69 pitches now. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. And that'll even the count at 1-1. Well, Adam has gone out to try and look at the drone. Report back on that situation. They have not delayed the game. Pitch is taken low by Vicencio, and the count has moved to 2-1, which they did have to delay it, as we mentioned earlier in that game with the Hammerheads and the Blue Jays. She's in there for a called strike on a sinker that finds the bottom of the zone, evened up at 2-2. And now it seems as that drone has returned, as our home plate umpire is out taking a look and looking towards the Palm Beach dugout. Now, I wonder if this is the same drone that delayed the Jupiter and Blue Jays game. I don't think there is much that anybody can do. We're set to go again. 2-2 pitch, and this one's taken in the dirt. Vicencio has worked himself into yet another full count. Mets hitters have done a really good job at these deep at-bats, but have not been able to pick up as many base hits. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and that is strike three to start inning number five. So a strikeout for Savakul, and now it'll be Johairo Cuevas.
The right fielder.
Next up for St. Lucie.
Johairo Cuevas.
Cuevas takes the first pitch low, and he's ahead of the count. He's able to draw the walk back in the second inning. He's the last base runner for the Mets. Here's a ground ball. This one's going to be fielded by Mejia. He'll flip over to first, and that's in plenty of time for out number two. So quickly two up, two down for Palm Beach.
The first baseman, number 59, Trace Wilhoit.
And now it'll be Trace Wilhoit. First pitch to Wilhoit outside, 1-0. Wilhoit, a guy who has shown a lot of power, looking for a little bit more consistency. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Counts evened up at 1-1. And now a timeout taken here by Wilhoit. Steps out and is back in. One pitch, chopping ground ball, racing in to make the play is McGee. He fires to first, and it's in time for out number three. Some great defense there from the Palm Beach Cardinals, and yet another 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Mets are trailing the Cardinals 2-0.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you here on this Tuesday night. Down in Jupiter, Florida, as the Palm Beach Cardinals take on the St. Lucie Mets. Pitcher on for St. Lucie, it's Dylan DeBrock. Will take over for Ethan Lanthier. First pitch grounded by Hernandez right to Houck. He fires across the diamond, and that is a quick out number one on one pitch here to start the bottom of the fifth. Rock here on rehab assignment.
Number 51, Danielle 14.
Been really good in the few innings that he has pitched for St. Lucie. And now facing off here against Ortiz. It takes the first pitch low for ball one. Ethan Lanthier, four innings pitched. Two hits, two earned runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. Now the 1-0 pitch is lined into center field and caught by Henriquez. Four out number two. Well, no balls had gotten into the outfields while Ethan Lanthier was pitching. And that is the first out recorded by a St. Lucie outfielder in this game here in the fifth inning. It's good to see that Henriquez was ready to go. Able to get the first ball hit to him under his belt. Here's a strike to Encarnacion. Oh, one pitch. This is outside. And it's a 1-1 count. One, and it swung on and missed. And Carcione behind here, 1-2 to Dylan DeBrock. Set here in the 1-2 pitch. That one's too far inside. Count is even at 2-2. And Carcione 0-1 so far. 2-2 pitch, and that is high. Count will run full. Adam, you have returned. Is any reports on the drone?
There's a drone. It's obnoxious.
Still flying around. Payoff pitch, and that one too far outside. It's a walk here to Encarnacion with two outs.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing? These people should know better than that.
I wonder that drone if it's the same drone from the Jupiter and Dunedin.
It's a little guy, and it was quite high, and then it goes low, and you definitely hear it. There's no question. Yeah, it's terrible. Come on. Everybody knows you can't do that. Is there a way to trace these things?
I'm sure there is if you got the drone. There's a pitch high. It's out of my range of knowledge. 1-0 here to Mejia.
I don't think we're stopping play, though.
No, I thought for a moment we were going to have a stoppage there, but they've decided to play on. We've not had a delay yet. 1-0 pitch, and that's taken inside. 2-0.
I also got a hot dog.
Yes, you did.
You shot me a dirty look about it.
Well, you know, it smells really good.
I can assure you it is not.
Ballpark.
It's hot, but I don't know. I think I made a mistake. Only time will tell.
Hopefully Kenny's not listening. He'll be upset.
No, he's definitely not listening.
2-0 pitch. Hard ground ball. That's passed to Johnny Milhoit. And it'll be picked up by Cuevas in right field. Throw coming to third base, and it skips away from Colin Howe. Now heading home is Encarnacion. The throw is in time. They get him out at the plate. Palm Beach trying to score their third run of the game. They cannot. As the throw gets home, a great tag by Emerson Gutierrez. And that'll end the inning. Mets still trailing here, 2-0, as we head to the sixth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here at Roger Shepard. The top of the sixth. St. Lucie looking to try and respond, trailing 2-0. New pitcher on for the
Pirates. Off the top of the sixth inning for St. Lucie, the center fielder number 30, Jonathan Rodriguez.
Herrera. His first 1-0 pitch. And it's 2-0 now to Henriquez. And it's fired inside. Henriquez ahead 3-0. There's 3-0 pitch. Next one misses for ball four. So Henriquez able to draw the leadoff walk. We'll have a base runner.
Not bad. Rodriguez.
Jason Savakul, 5 innings pitched. Just 1 hit. No earned runs. 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. He continues to dominate here in the Florida State League. Pitch is taken low by Rodriguez here for a ball. Meanwhile, Long Beach Herrera into the game has not been able to throw a strike since entering. 4-pitch walk to Henriquez, and now 1-0 to Rodriguez. This one taken high, it's 2-0. Maybe a big opportunity looming here for St. Lucie to get back into this game. We're going to have a mound visit as Palm Beach catcher Hernandez heads out to the mound to talk things over with his pitcher. Strike. 2-0 pitch. This one is taken for a called strike. So there it is. Gets it over the plate. Took a little bit off of it. And that'll move the count to 2-1 to Rodriguez. First set. Long look to first. Now the 2-1. And this is taken outside. 3 balls and a strike. Pitch, and that is taken for ball four. So it's back-to-back walks for St. Lucie here in the sixth inning, and a big opportunity with nobody out. Ronnie Mauricio.
Wait. The shortstop, number 10, Ronnie Mauricio.
Very similar to how Palm Beach was able to open up the scoring in the fourth inning. They had the single from Mejia, and then a walk to Honeyman. This time it's back-to-back walks for St. Lucie. Lucio takes this pitch high, and it's 1-0. He's 0-2 so far today. Strikeout and a ground out. This one fouled straight back. Pitch, swung on a miss. Moves to 1-2. Just trying to capitalize with two base runners and nobody out. Here, look to second, now to first, and the 1-2. Mauricio taps it foul. Steady here in a 1-2 count. Here will come set.
Come on, Ryan.
And the pitch on the way. 1-2, and it's swung on and missed. That is strike three, so Mauricio down on strikes and out number one in the inning.
That's a big strikeout for Herrera. Struggling, throwing balls, walking two, and then he has to face a major leaguer and gets him to whiff. And out that doesn't move the runners, so that would only boost his confidence. Let's see if Hauk can put together a good at-bat. He's had a great day in the field.
Hauk flies his first pitch into right field. Is this one going to stay fair? Yes, it will. It's down for a base hit. Throw comes in. Hauk is held up over there at first base. Some tough base running there. They weren't sure if that ball maybe was going to get fair or be caught. But one run is in to score. And there's a runner on first and second. It's a single for Colin Hauk.
Yeah, Mets base runners really didn't have a good beat on that. It looked like it was going to be hit all the way. Give credit to Suarez. He made it closer than it was going to be. And then the Mets got fortunate because the cutoff man fell down. Otherwise, we would have had a real play at the plate, but Henriquez was able to score early as the cutoff man fell down, and the ball just rolled harmlessly through the infield.
So Rodriguez on second, Hauk on first, and here is a tapper right to and on Carcione. Flips to second for one, on to first, and that is a double play. It will end the inning, but not before the Mets are able to get one. They're on the board and trailing one as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Back now here on this Tuesday night as we get set for the bottom of the sixth. That's trailing just by one run. Hauk was able to drive in Henriquez on the RBI single. back out on the mound for St. Lucie in a face-off against Honeyman.
Yeah, you think about the Mets on the bases there, Henriquez and Rodriguez on that fly ball from Houck. They had to hang up, but if they were just super aggressive, would have hit extra base, and the Mets could have stayed out of that double play ball that Gutierrez hit into. So just a tough break by the Mets that couldn't quite know for sure that ball for Houck was going to get down.
You get one on the board. A 1-0 pitch here in for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Yeah, so look at the last two half innings. Mets get one on the board, but the Cardinals have a runner thrown at the plate, so kind of a push.
1-1 pitch. That swung on and missed. Got Honeyman to come out and chase.
Things go a little different. Cardinals could be up 3-0, 3-1, or this game could be tied 2-2.
1-2 count here to Honeyman. And he nubs this one foul back behind him in on the hands. St. Lucie still in striking distance. Just one swing of the bat can change this game. One of the most important things you can do is not let it get away from you. Keep it close. 1-2 pitch. Anyone's able to reach out, just get a piece of it. You know St. Lucie has the offensive power to score a bunch of runs in an inning. They can keep this close. Can never count them out. It's one high, and the count is now even at 2-2. The good news for St. Lucie is you got Savakul out of the game. And maybe you have an opportunity here with the Palm Beach bullpen. 2-2 pitch. And that misses low. It's a walk here to hit it down to first to lead off the inning.
The third baseman, number 8,
first pitch taken high, and it's 1-0. He waits on the 1-0, and this is taken for a strike. Counts even up at 1-1. Runner on first here with no outs. Runner is going to take off, pitches a ball, throw to second, and it is not in time. Oh, it looked like a pretty good throw, but not able to apply the tag in time.
It was a good throw. It was a really good jump by Honeyman, center fielder by trade, so he's got some speed out there. And yeah, good tag by Roselli, but it did look like that foot one.
Just gets it in there, so now a runner on second here with no outs. And McGee an opportunity to get this back to a two-run lead for Palm Beach. Hopping around at second base. Now the 2-1, and that is taken just above the zone.
Did you mention here that Colin Houck has moved to shortstop and Trey Snyder has taken over at third, which means he's in the spot of Ronnie Mauricio. So Mauricio's done after five innings in the field tonight.
Snyder into the game. Playing at third base. Well, it's a 3-1 count to McGee. And that is taken for ball four. So now it's runners on first and second. Again, with no outs.
And so to Brock, you go back to last inning. A walk single to finish out the inning. He got the out at home plate. Now a walk and a walk. So maybe running into some trouble. And we've had a trainer summoned. Michael Albunia is heading out there. And I don't know if this is just a medical attention or if he needs something else. And now Louis Rivera is going to join. So we've got things happening here and the Mets bullpen working in the background as well.
But we should mention, Adam, that the bullpen no longer on the field.
No, bullpens used to be, used to be on the foul territory here at Roger Dean. There's a ton of it, but they have since been moved as part of their renovation. The Mets bullpen is out beyond the left center field wall. They've got cutouts in the wall so we can see through, and Cardinals in the right side. So, yeah, no longer having to navigate bullpen mounds and plates, and Tabrak unfortunately is out of there, so leaving with the trainer.
Yeah, so something clearly bothering. Hopefully he's okay and it's nothing serious. So St. Lucie will have a new pitcher on here. We'll take a quick break and when we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're going to bring a new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Irving Cota.
Moving from third base and that one shortstop is number 12 calling out. Out shortstop. And bringing the game and now playing. Third is number 14, Trey Schneider.
Schneider, now third. 0.68 ERA on the season. He's had an excellent start here in 2025.
Now pitching for St. Lucie's number 62, Irving Cota.
He's on first and second, and nobody out. He's set to go. We'll face off against Josh Cross. Big double for Paul Peach in the fourth inning. That drove in two runs. And again, he's got two runners on. Going to drive into more. Cota trying to prevent that from happening. First pitch is too low, and it's 1-0. It can be often tough for a pitcher to come in when you are not expecting to have to get up and moving quickly. See how Cota is able to respond here. 1-0 pitch. It's a ground ball, but foul down the right field side. That one rolls all the way into the corner. By Leyva's, nobody knew it for a second. Now timeout is called by the umpires. Well, that could have been bad. What a pitch going in right field. Leyva's out trying to pick it up. Cota set and the 1-1. It's in there for a cold strike. 1-2. Cota ahead here on Cross. He'll take a timeout. 2-2 pitch fouled straight back. Ross able to stay alive against Cota. One too far outside. Move the count to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes here to Cross. And nobody out. Runners on first and second in this one-run game. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. A big strikeout from Irvin Cota against Cross, and that's out number one.
Yeah, and Cross is the one responsible for the two runs for the Cardinals, that two-run double. Basically the top hitter in the league now that Ewing's gone, so to get him in a situation like that was a huge out.
Still some work to do for Cota, but a good start there on out number one. The Suarez next up at the plate for Palm Beach. Ground ball right back to Cota. He turns and fires to second for one. The throw to first cannot be scooped by Will Hoyt. So they get it out at second base but cannot turn the double play.
Yeah, not a great throw by Roselli, the second baseman, with the runner bearing down on him. That's one that Will Hoyt at first base will tell you he has to dig out. He's had much tougher digs this year. That one was basically dirt glove at the same time. Really like to put that one home and get this inning over with. They have not given up a run yet, so they can still get out of this, but they'd love to be in the dugout right now.
Hopefully that will not come back to bite. With runners on the corners and two outs, you know, at the plate, Cota will look to try and get him out quickly. Still get the Mets to the dugout with no run score. This pitch breaks low. Now a snap throw down to first. The tag not in time. A little bit of a risky play by Gutierrez. You don't want that ball to get past Will Hoyt and roll into right field. This is a one-run game and two outs in the inning. Gutierrez takes time here, gives signs to his defense. And now set to go. Cota will come set. One ball, no strikes. Runners on the corners with two outs. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. It's evened up at 1-1. This is potentially a big turning point in this game if the Mets can keep the Cardinals from scoring after getting two runners on to lead off the inning. And only down one. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Count moves to 1-2. Cota one pitch away from getting out of the inning. Cota set, 1-2, and the pitch is inside. Runner goes to second, now a run down at third base. Gutierrez watching it back, flips to third, not in time.
Gutierrez did everything but throw the ball. He had him dead to rights. He just wouldn't pull the trigger. He chased him all the way back to third. Snyder was there waiting for the throw, and he just didn't throw it. And when he did throw it, by then it was easily a call of safe by the umpire. What a great job to fake the throw to second, get the runner at third going halfway down the line. I don't understand why he didn't just throw it. That's two chances the Mets have had to end this inning.
Instead, it just ends up as a stolen base for Suarez. Swung and a miss for strike three. It ends the inning. Cota gets him anyway on the strikeout. And a big job by Irving Cota to come into the game and prevent Palm Beach from scoring any runs. They still trail by one as we head to the seventh.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment.
do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. 2-1 Cardinals in this early important matchup. Roselli will lead it off for St. Lucie. Jordy Herrera, the lefty, back out there for Palm Beach. The first pitch is hit foul, pass first. Well, what a bottom of the sixth. The Mets somehow wiggled out of that. They walked the first two batters. DeBrock comes out, apparent injury. Cota comes in. Mets looked like they have a double play to get out of the inning. Looks like they have a rundown to get out of the inning. Neither worked out, but Cota gets the strikeout anyways. And boy, that's a opportunity missed by Palm Beach. Mets kept them in the inning. They did not score. It remains a one-run game. It's a ball and a strike on Roselli. He has struck out twice in his return to St. Lucie, and he bails out of this pitch, but it's called the strike, and it's 1-2. So my first three innings of play-by-play, there was no runs and just one single for the Mets. That's all there was in the game. Got crazy for Jake. This ball fouled away. Both teams feel like they've left some opportunities out there for sure. Still 2-1 and only three hits for Palm Beach. Only two for the Mets. Roselli makes it three hits for the Mets as he drives one into right center. He's hustling around first. He'll stop there. Honeyman gets into the gap and makes the play. I think we're playing him to hit it towards left. And he kind of hit it right center. But Roselli a hit in his return. He's the tying run on first. Mets had some success last inning against Herrera, but he got out of it on a double play ball. But three of the five batters in the inning reached. Now four out of six have reached. This ball skips in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher Hernandez. Viva Sensu at the dish, preventing a wild pitch. Palm Beach has the only error in the game. The very first batter of the game, Rodriguez, scampered up to second on a bad throw. Otherwise, a cleanly played ball game. 1-0. That's a skipper and another good stop by Hernandez. Right off the chest protector. Looks like he's getting a little frustrated back there. It's 2-0 on Villavicencio, who has grounded out and struck out today, so he's due for something positive, with as well as he's been seeing the ball since his return to St. Lucie. Herrera looks to first. Roselli short lead. Pitch comes in, and it's a ground ball to third. It's going to squeak through. It's missed by Encarnacion, who just deflects it into shallow left, and Villavicencio will be on board with the hit. McGee, the third baseman, lunged for it, but it went by him. Encarnacion, backhanded stop, had it in the glove and then dropped it. So, first and second for the Mets. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run on first, and Cuevas is at the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup. Well, off the bat, I don't know about you, Jake. I thought the angle was that's a potential double play ball, and it just squeaked right by the third baseman. Cuevas will take a pitch low. Savakul, the starter for Palm Beach, really dominated, especially towards the end. He got better. 5 one-hit shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. But now Herrera has not performed well to this point. Outside the double play ball. a check swing foul. Not what Cuevas wanted to do for strike one. Mets enter today one game behind Palm Beach for first place in the division, a chance to tie it up this 22nd game of the year. 1-1 pitch, Cuevas will take a slider for a strike right across the top of the zone. 1-2. Trace Wilhoit on deck. Henriquez in the hole. Herrera's 1-2 pitch. It swung on and missed. The slider in the dirt, way outside. Cuevas strikes out swinging. Mets have had a tough time today trying to move runners over. They'll fall 2-1 for 7 with runners in scoring position after that strikeout. So tying run remains in scoring position as Will Hoyt, 0 for 2 at the plate, stands in. Herrera's first pitch in the dirt for a ball. And Trace Woolhoit's taking his ankle guard off. He's saying it hit me, but the umpire, Xander Huddleston, is not agreeing. And Louis Rivera's going to come down the line and have a little chat here. And that was an instant reaction from Woolhoit just to reach down to the front left leg and start to pull off that ankle guard as he thought he was hit. But almost at the same time, Huddleston, who saw this happening, shook his head no. This might be a situation where the Mets want to ask if the base umpire, Byron Matos, had a better look. He's off to the side of the mound, but that will not be the case. So it will stay ball one, not a hit by pitch. Roselli dancing around second. The pitch home is swung on and missed. A slider. 1-1 count. Will Hoyt swings right over the top. He struck out in the second, grounded out to third in the fifth. Want to avoid either of those outcomes right here. Herrera looks back to second. The 1-1. And it's in for ball two. Down and inside. Mets trail 2-1. One out, two on, top of the seventh inning. Getting late in game one of this series at the Dean. Herrera looks home, and that pitch is high for ball three. Missed upstairs with the fastball, 93 miles per hour. Will Hoyt, who thinks he should already be on first base after he thought he got hit in the foot, now is in a 3-1 count. Herrera coming set from the stretch. The 3-1, Will Hoyt will take it low for ball four. So in the end, he's going down to first base anyways. And the Mets have loaded him up, down by a run in the seventh. And coming to the plate will be the switch-hitting Yonatan Henriquez from the nine spot. Tying run 90 feet away with one out. The Cardinals infield will start to move in on the corners and play halfway in the middle infield. Hopeful for a potential double play ball there. A lot of ground balls in this game tonight for both teams. Now here we go. As Herrera's going to work from the windup, the first pitch is swung on and missed, a dirt ball, and Henriquez goes right after it for strike one. Well, Henriquez lined out to short in the third inning. He walked and scored the Mets' lone run in the sixth, now trying to drive in a run. And he swings and misses at the slider, and he's behind nothing and two. Jeremy Rodriguez in the on-deck circle. Henriquez trying to make something of this at-bat down 0-2 the pitch, and it's down and away. Good take on the fastball. Mets trying to find some offense here late in this game. Big chance with the bags full. The 1-2, and it's a ground ball up the middle. This could be two. The shuffle, the second for one. The easy throw, 6-4-3, double play ball off the bat of Henriquez will squander the Mets' rally. They strand the tying run 90 feet away. The go-ahead run in scoring position. The Cardinals hold serve, and they remain up 2-1 at the seventh inning stretch.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, the Mets missing some golden opportunities at the plate the last two innings. Sixth inning, first and second, one out, double play ball. Seventh inning, bases loaded, one out, double play ball. Anything but those. So the Cardinals maintain their 2-1 lead as Irving Cota goes back to work. And misses with ball one low to Sammy Hernandez. The Cardinals, for their side, first and second, no outs last inning. They couldn't get a run in. They've also had a runner thrown at home plate. So it's a big-time game of what-ifs right now. Be much easier for the Cardinals to swallow their what-ifs if they walk away with the one-run victory. Mets running out of time on offense as Cota works a curveball in there for a strike. It's one and one.
Yeah, the only thing you can really hope if you're the Mets is that you will have another opportunity to capitalize on.
2-1 pitch, swing and a miss as Hernandez way overextends himself. Well, for the Mets, you know, their starter Savakul really shoved tonight. He was great. And then you have this reliever in Herrera who really scuffled, but the Mets have let him off the hook. And now Palm Beach may be saving some of their best relievers for the end. Swing and a miss. And that does Hernandez, and he strikes out. Cota with his third strikeout since entering. So you might... You're going to really have to work for it now if you're the Mets and you have a top-tier reliever coming in.
There hasn't been too much action over in the Palm Beach bullpen. Some light movement. We'll see what they do as this gets closer. The Mets come back up.
Daniil Ortiz 0-for-2, fouls one away. Meanwhile, Irving Cota, he's been tremendous with St. Lucie. A 21-year-old from Mexico. This is his fifth game. He has a 0.68 ERA. Game number five, just one earned run in 13 and a third innings. And he entered a really tough spot last inning. Those two runners on and nobody out. So not only doing good work of his own, but now stranding inherited runners. Tough thing to do. Drops in a strike. It's nothing and two on Ortiz. And he hits a ground ball. Backhanded by Halkett short. Here comes the long-range throw. Good stretch by Wilhoit to wrangle it. And Ortiz is out on the grounders, 6-3. That's five batters, five outs for Cota. And then Encarnacion will come back up.
A lot of credit to Colin Houck, who has been really good defensively for the Mets and now making a play over at shortstop.
Yeah, two different positions for Colin tonight. Backup breaking ball in for a strike. So had Colin saved a potential double down the line in a run at third base earlier. A nice throws on the run as this pitch misses outside. Now a backhander in the hole at short. Plus he had that great throw home. It's again Encarnacion who was trying to score from first on a ball into right. Ground ball heading up the middle. Colin can't get this one. It's through the pie slice. And Encarnacion has the fourth hit of the Cardinals night. Will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Cota as the first batter get a hit off him, reaches.
A curveball that didn't break too far. It stays in the zone. Good swing there by Encarnacion. Drive that one up the middle.
Back to the top, and Mejia, he's responsible for half the hits here for Palm Beach. He's singled his last two times up after opening his offensive night with the ground out. Encarnacion, a solid lead. He's not going. The pitch is a fastball outside at 93. 2-1 Cardinals, two outs, runner on first, bottom seven. Darkness has fallen over Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. This game, hour and 50 minutes old. Curveball in for a strike. I have to kind of get used to the fact that these are 6:30 starts and not the 6:10ers like we have at home.
Not many stars to speak of, and not any stars in the sky.
It's cloudy out there, but not rainy. 1-1. Oh, a check swing. He definitely went too far. Called right there at home plate by Mejia. Well, Jake, I was awoken by a nasty thunderstorm last night at 3 a.m. in Fort Pierce. I rolled over and sleepy-eyed, looked at my phone at 3 in the morning, saw the radar, and it was just over my house. There's no rain in Port St. Lucie. So it continues to be very dry all on the Treasure Coast. One, including here in Jupiter. 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away.
Can you send some of that rain down to Clover Park while we're off here so we can
shoot
get
the
some fireworks? Yeah.
No, we have basically between now and next Saturday to get some rain in there so we can shoot off the fireworks.
Just not during the games.
No. And not the night before the 1 p.m. start either. 1-2 pitch coming to Mejia. And he fouls off another, hanging in there. And the next Saturday fireworks game is May 10th, Star Wars night. I can't wait to see what you and the Blockbuster Boys put together for a hype video to entice all the fans to come on down to Clover Park.
I'm excited about these jerseys. They, I think, are some of the coolest ones that we've had in a while.
Darth Vader. 1-2 pitch, and this one loops outside. Two balls and two strikes with two outs.
Of course, all the jerseys that they have come out with have been really cool, and hopefully you've got a chance to, our listeners, bid on them at stlucymets.com/auction with all that money going to great causes.
I was told all the jerseys from Marvel Knight, the Hulk jerseys, were bought.
And the ones from Scooby-Doo were all bought.
So we're on a good run.
Another round.
2-2 pitch, breaking ball just missed outside. No challenge. Mets been down to a challenge, one challenge for a long time now. So have the Cardinals. Cardinals burned a challenge three pitches into the game. But somehow we're in the seventh inning. And both teams still have one left. 3-2, and Encarnacion's going to run on the pitch. There he goes. The pitch is fouled away. That was the eighth pitch of that bat. Mejia, a tough out tonight. Only batting 200 on the season, but some power threat there with two home runs. Cota. Waits, delivers the 3-2. Check swing. The Mets think he went too far. On appeal, he did not. He held up. That was the right call. He didn't break the plane. So after the first two were retired by Cota, he now has to deal with traffic on the bases. First and second, and Honeyman, who has walked twice already tonight, will come up. The Mets down 2-1. Offense not clicking tonight. 1-for-8. Runners in scoring position. Some critical double play balls hit by St. Lucie batters tonight, so they really can ill afford to fall any further behind. Let's see if Cota can retire Honeyman. And he drops in a perfectly placed curveball for strike one. Honeyman strikeout, walk tonight. Has not put the ball in play. Has scored one of the two runs. He's also stolen a couple of bases, so I'd like to keep him from reaching. Even though there'd be traffic in front of him. Pitch is low. A ball and a strike. Cota's at 34 pitches. Been easy going until this point. A 1-1. Honeyman grounds one right to the third base and Snyder. He's going to go to second. Roselli has it in plenty of time for the force out. And Cota turns in another good inning, strands two more runners, sends this game to the eighth, where Palm Beach remains up 2-1.
Left. Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
We have a new pitcher out there for Palm Beach in the eighth with a 2-1 lead. It's Randall Clemente, a pitcher the Mets saw in 2024, has returned to the Cardinals for 2025. He faces Jeremy Rodriguez. First pitch, Rodriguez hits a grounder, foul, right to the first baseman Cross. Rodriguez, good night with a single and a walk. Reaching 2 out of 3 times from the leadoff spot. Mets playing in their first game without the services of Marco Vargas and A.J. Ewing, promoted after Sunday's game to Brooklyn. Quick but well-deserved promotions. 0-1 pitch on a strike. Might take the Mets a little while to find their sea legs without those two guys in the order. They were the top two hitters in the league, and batting average-wise. 0-2 pitch, and Rodriguez takes a skipper in the dirt. The Mets do have Ronnie Mauricio, the major leaguer. They do have Nick Roselli back from Brooklyn, so the cupboard's not bare. They do have other players who were playing well, including Rodriguez. 1-2 pitch, and Rodriguez will roll one over right side to Mejia. Scoops and throws for the out. Clemente comes in and retires the leadoff hitter. And now Trey Snyder will get his first cuts of the night, subbed in for Mauricio in the sixth. Clemente appearing in his seventh game for Palm Beach. He's had a tough overall season so far, 8 hits and 7 runs in 8 2/3 innings with 5 walks and 12 strikeouts. He is a high walk, high strikeout guy based on his couple of seasons in the pros. Throw strike one at 95 to Snyder. Snyder hitting just .159 in the early going this season. He's one of those guys you hope that, you know, now that Ewing's gone, that he can kind of rise to the occasion. Another high school selectee by the Mets last summer. AJ in 2023. Can he take that leap? Big cut and a miss on the slider. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. And he will use his timeout. Mets down a run. 1 out, bases empty. Top 8 looking for a late rally. Clemente, the 1-2. Slider. Called 3rd strike, an immediate challenge. Well, that pitch looked like it was way below the zone. Really stunned Snyder to hear that he was called out. And that pitch was way in the strike zone. It fooled everybody. According to the ABS graphic, that's almost in the middle of the strike zone. Well, the way it was caught by Hernandez fooled me.
The shortstop, number 12, Colin Howard.
Well, the Mets are now out of challenges. They went 0-2. And make a note that Xander Huddleston has a good strike zone. Here's a squibber off the end of the bat by Colin Houck. Houck drove in the Mets' lone run in the sixth. It was a ball that, from our vantage point, looked like it was a hit all the way, but the Mets' base runners didn't buy that. And they had to hold up. Henriquez came around to score. as Houck swings and misses. But because they weren't off on contact and didn't get the great read, it was first and second instead of second and third, and next batter double play ball. Just an unfortunate sequence there for the Mets as they had to respect Suarez's opportunity to make the catch. And Collins strikes out on three pitches going after that slider. A 1-2-3 eighth for Randall. So the Mets, great chances, 6 and 7 innings. They have no chance here in the eighth. They'll have to hope for the ninth. But first, the Cardinals will bat looking for insurance up by a run.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Pitching change for the Mets. Juan Arnaud is going to handle the bottom of the eighth inning. What a nice job done by Irving Cota. Two innings, a hit, no runs, a walk, three strikeouts, stranded two inherited runners, and then two of his own runners over the last two innings to keep the Mets in the game. As Arnaud begins his night with the fastball inside. Now Cota lowered his season ERA to 0.59. Arnaud hitting 99 on the radar gun last time out. Throws this pitch that's fouled back at 96 by Cade McGee, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. Arnaud, that was a really good bounce-back outing he had last week against Daytona after a poor outing the prior appearance against Tampa, where he walked three in an inning. Fastball missed low at 96. Two balls and a strike. Mets in the ninth will have Gutierrez, Roselli, and Villavicencio. They're 4, 5, and 6 hitters. And it looks like it'll be against Clemente. Arnaud gets a fastball by at 96. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Clemente, a 7-pitch, 1-2-3, 2-strikeout, top of the eighth. So he appears to have the good stuff tonight. Mets will have to really work hard to get to him down to their last three outs. First things first, Arnaud set for his 2-2 pitch to McGee. It's on the way, and it's a line drive snagged by Roselli out at second base. Did have to leave his feet, little bunny hop. And McGee is retired. Well, elsewhere in the Florida State League tonight, Jupiter's all over Fort Myers 7-1 at Hammond Stadium. Daytona's leading Lakeland 3-1 in the eighth at home. So right now, if scores held, everybody in the Mets division would win except for the Mets. That's not the recipe. So they got to find a way to turn things around here. It's a tight division. Pitch is low. The Mets in Palm Beach seem to be extending themselves, but after both teams lost on Sunday, everybody within four games of first. Plenty of time left. 1-0 pitch outside. 2-0 on Cross. Cross 1-for-3, but making his presence felt with that two-run double in the fourth inning. The only Cardinals hit to drive in runs tonight. And he is in a 3-0 count as Arnaud missed up and away. That fateful fourth inning, single and a walk to start, and then a pop out, and then the two-run double. That was against Lanthier, who did recover to get the next two, and Strand crossed to keep it a 2-0 deficit. Pitch, that's at the feet. Trying to slide it. It's a four-pitch walk. The cross will go down to first. Elsewhere in the league, Clearwater and Dunedin tied at 4 in the 8th inning. Bradenton beat Tampa 5-2 in Bradenton. Game that took an hour and 55 minutes. Bradenton, look out now. I think that's 4 straight wins for those guys. As we have a timeout as Gutierrez goes to the mound.
Baseball can be often a game of streaks. You get hot at the right time. Next thing you know, you're right back into this, especially with really all of the Florida State League has been tight.
And no one's really separated yet as this pitch goes up and in. Ball 5. To Suarez, who's 0-3. Arnaud's got to find it fast. Palm Beach, best record in the league at 13-8. Tampa now the worst at 8-14, so looking at 4.5 games in real time separating Team 1 and Team 10. Another pitch misses. Ball 6, as Arnaud has totally lost the strike zone here. Suarez, 3 ground outs. The guy you need to throw a strike to so he can hit another one on the ground. Then he nearly hit him. Ball 7. Arnaud, he's throwing this ball and almost falling backwards.
This is where you'd like to see Arnaud maybe take a little bit off of his next pitch. Just get it in the strike zone.
I'd like to see him follow through, not fall off the back of the mound. 3-0 pitch. That was better, and it's in the strike zone. He came all the way through it there.
And a fastball at 93. So got a good, clean arm motion. Took a little bit off of it. Or maybe do it a couple more times and really find that consistent release point.
He gets a foul ball here and a fastball up and in. That might have been out of the zone. Mets, by the way, today, 6 walks and 6 strikeouts from their staff. So a little higher on the walk rate and a little lower on the strikeout rate than they'd like. What's kept them in this is that Palm Beach has only mustered 4 hits. You can get away with the walks if you don't give up hits. 3-2 pitch coming from Arnaud to Suarez. And it's a line drive heading into center field. That's going to be down for a base hit in front of Henriquez. He'll get it back to Hout quickly. A single for Suarez, the 5th hit of the night for the Cardinals. And at least if you're Arnaud, you forced him to beat you swinging the bat. And a fastball right down the middle. Good level swing by Suarez. It's first and second for the Cardinals. Leading by a run in the 8th, looking for insurance. And Pino will hit. He's 0-2, 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a ground ball. So another guy that Arnaud needs to force to swing the bat. And we got back to throwing strikes late in that AB, so hopefully he can roll that over as the first pitch comes in. And it's a ground ball. Diving try by Will Hoyt, but it's into right field. Cuevas comes up with it. The throw home. It's cut off and dribbled away over the back of the mound. Will Hoyt running to get it. The runners will hold up. It was hit sharply in the respect of Cuevas' arm. And Gary Kendall, the manager, holding the runner cross at third base. The right move. Well, he didn't know that that ball would be deflected and trickle in no man's land. Otherwise, it might have sent it.
Cuevas known for his arm that he's got in right field, and that's big for the Mets to give them an opportunity to still get out of this inning down just 1-1.
Bases are loaded now with one out. Arnaud's first pitch is pop back foul for strike one by Sammy Hernandez. Another batter who's not having a particularly good game. 0-2, a couple of ground, 0-3 with a strikeout, 2 ground outs. 0-1 pitch from Arnaud. It's fouled back, strike 2. And going back to that last hit by Pino, I bet the Mets wished that Gary Kendall would have waved home cross as Cuevas' arm would have hosed him by a mile. 0-2, Arnaud looking for a strikeout. The pitch
And it's a ground ball right to Houck. He goes to second for one. Oh, bad throw. Roselli picks it up and gets the out, but cannot make the turn to first base. A run is in. A tailor-made double play ball, but Houck threw it wide to second, and it was all Nick could do to catch it and secure the out at the bag. Never had the opportunity to throw to first, so a poor feed by Houck, who's been having a great day on the left side of the diamond. That was two, especially with the catcher running. And unfortunately, the Mets cannot execute that double play, so Cross scores, and it's 3-1. The inning will continue with Hernandez on first and Suarez at third. Danilo Ortiz 0-3.
We'll see how St. Lucie's respond. Definitely unfortunate there. Instead of being out of the inning, down one, heading to the bottom of the ninth, Palm Beach gets that insurance run.
And just unfortunate, because that's just what Arnaud was looking for. It might have just taken Colin aback that it was a line drive that just kind of died early and one hopped right to him. It, almost like he froze for a minute saying, do I got to catch this on the fly or is it going to bounce? As this pitch is inside, and for Arnaud, yeah, you hate to see it, but it was the walk. That's who came in to score. But he did make the pitch. He did make the pitch he was needing to. And he's fallen behind 2-0 on Ortiz. And Ortiz swings and misses at the fastball. So a mixed bag here for Arnaud. He's up to 22 pitches now, looking for this last out. A line drive foul over the Cardinals' dugout. Even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is good to see that Arnaud had the hiccup with the walk through 7 straight balls, but really has been in the strike zone since. I'd like to see that adjustment during the inning. 2-2, breaking ball struck him out as Daniil Ortiz goes fishing. But the Cardinals do get that insurance run as the Mets can't quite turn the double play ball. Run scores on the fielder's choice. Palm Beach back to the 2-run lead. Mets down to their last cuts when we come back in the ninth.
If you're a Mets fan or...
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers, call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Let's see if the Mets can rally in the ninth. This team does not go down without a fight. And as they take on Palm Beach, the team with the top record in the league, the defending champs, trying to figure out a way to get it done on offense without A.J. Ewing, who is the league's best hitter. So far, the Mets offense, 1 run on 4 hits, a couple of critical double play balls have taken them out of some innings here, but they are still alive. Gutierrez, Roselli, and Villavicencio, the batters. It's going to be Clemente on to finish it out for the Cardinals. Tried to, at least. He breezed through the top 3 hitters in the eighth. Ground out in a couple of strikeouts. Only took him 7 pitches. And he's going to deliver a knee-high, below the knee-high ball. 1-94. Cardinals still got that challenge in their back pocket if they want it. Mets are done.
Gutierrez, the batter, 0 for 3, strikeout and a double play ball tonight. Swings and misses at this pitch. And after that blazing start to the season with the 7-game hitting streak, he has cooled off significantly. Needs a hit here to keep his batting average over 200. And he uses time. He's 19 years old, a top 20 prospect, and he's got a lot going on with learning to catch and dealing with the pitching staff. Sometimes the bat comes and goes with those guys as this pitch is a ball low.
And when it comes to raw talent, he's got it. We've seen his power before. Just has to continue to work on it, which he will with the St. Lucie staff. And hopefully he can come through here in a big spot.
1-2 pitch, and he swings and misses at the slider. Three straight strikeouts, and Gutierrez still in the box. Oh, 1-2. Must have missed a pitch in there, Jake. Ground ball to third. Backing up is McGee. He fields it, rifles to first, and it's caught on the stretch by Cross. So in the end, Gutierrez is indeed out, but he does put it in play.
Now batting, the second baseman.
Now Nick Roselli. 1-for-3 coming up. Singled to start a rally in the seventh, but it was snuffed out by Herrera. That pitcher the Mets had on the ropes. He walked three, gave up three hits in two innings, but only one run as this cutter swung on and missed. Clemente delivers a fastball outside. 1-1. Mets trying to avoid a 2-game losing streak. Lost a couple in a row twice this season, but they've really bounced back nicely from losses and generally this season as Roselli takes a timeout after swinging at strike two. Well, they lost on a Sunday and a Tuesday to Jupiter and then Lakeland and then got hot. And they lost on a Thursday and Friday to Tampa, then ripped off four in a row as Roselli goes too far around on a check swing. He's down on strikes, and the Mets are down to their last out tonight as Randall Clemente in fuego right now. Five batters, five outs, three strikeouts, only 20 pitches. Just making easy work of the Mets, and it's up to Villa Vicencio to keep this game going.
Clemente has really bounced back into this outing, and unfortunate for St. Lucie, who has to face him here.
Pitching much better than his stats, and what we feared, Jake, that they had a pitcher who didn't have as good stuff, and they let him off the hook. And now you got a much tougher pitcher out there trying to sneak across two runs. Latter third of this game, Mets were set up for some success, but just did not cash it in. 1-1 count. Villavicencio takes a ball low. Still that challenge left out there, but they'll let that one go. It was a ball. 2-1. Clemente's pitch, a foul off to the left, and now the Mets are down to their last strike tonight.
It's a really good cutter from Clemente there, just on the outside of the zone. Vicencio has to reach to even get a piece of it.
Yeah, there's been no mistakes made in the middle of the strike zone by Clemente in this appearance. He's picked at the knees and the corners. 2-2 pitch, and Vicencio rolls it up the middle. Backhanded out there by Mejia. The long throw coming and in time to end the game. Mejia deep into the pie slice, gets the job done, and the Palm Beach Cardinals take game one of this 3-game series by a score of 3-1 over the St. Lucie Mets. And they will now lead St. Lucie by 2 games in the FSL East Division. Mets missed out on a chance in the 7th and 8th innings, or rather 6th and 7th innings, to get the bats going to take the lead and maybe tie atop the standings, but it's the Cardinals who keep the Mets at bay, do just enough offensively to win this ball game. Top-ranked offense in the league, the Palm Beach Cardinals held the 3 runs on 6 hits. Mets probably would have signed up for that tonight from their pitching staff. Did a really nice job, but the offense just couldn't come through as they adjust to life without A.J. Ewing and Marco Vargas. So the Cardinals wrapping up the happy high five line. for the 14th time this season. They're 14-8. The Mets will drop to 12-10, the third time this season. The Mets have lost two games in a row. They have not lost three in a row, so that is what is on the line tomorrow night in Game 2. Winning pitcher is Jason Savakul, five shutout innings for him. Losing pitcher, Ethan Lanthier, and Randall Clemente gets the six-out save. Take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Cardinals' 3-1 win over the Mets on this Tuesday night from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets at a McDonald's. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you from high atop the action. Only the second floor broadcasting booth tonight. Palm Beach wins game one of this all-important three-game series. The top two teams in the FSL East Division separated by just a game, only playing six times in the first half. So this was billed as a pretty important series for the St. Lucie Mets based on the last couple of years. They have not played important series, as they've been out of the running early in the first half and second halves of 2023 and 2024. So fun to kind of circle one on the calendar and say, wow, these games are going to mean something. They're going to count for something. Mets deciding to promote the Mets, basically three best players, top two position players and best reliever prior to the series. That's life in the minor leagues, development over winning. We understand that. But I think personally, Jake, me and you felt mixed feelings, mixed emotions on this. Happy for those guys, AJ, Marco, and Chandler, but a little sad for the fans of St. Lucie and us that, you know, we have this big series coming up and the Mets are not going to be at their full capacity. But again, that's just the way life is. And I give the team credit. They really fought hard today. They put themselves in a good position. That the Cardinals just a little bit better tonight.
They certainly had their opportunities. It looked late in this game when they had runners on with just a few outs and the chances to tie the game, just weren't able to quite do it. And the pitching staff, they kept Palm Beach off the board. They didn't get that insurance run until the eighth inning to make this a two-run ball game again. So there's a lot of positives in this game, no question. Definitely unfortunate for St. Lucie. They didn't have a guy like AJ Ewing in a clutch spot to come through for them. But as I said at the start of this game, it has to be that next man up mentality, and someone's going to have to come through. The Mets have been really good at making adjustments and not losing a lot of games in a row. And the big news for them is, oh, there's still two more games. They can win the next two against Palm Beach, and they're right back in the driver's seat once again.
Yeah, you could tell with the way this game started from the get-go, it was going to be who could get the clutch hit, because for the first three innings, there was only, I think, one base runner in the game, and that was Jeremy Rodriguez, who had an infield single. So at some point, somebody on either side was going to get a clutch hit to provide some offense. And that came from Josh Cross, who was right there neck and neck with A.J. Ewing as the top offensive player in the league. Cross, of course, edged out A.J. a couple weeks ago for FSL Player of the Week. He delivered a two-run double to break the scoreless tie in the fourth inning. against Ethan Lanthier. Then Colin Houck would hit the RBI single for the Mets in the sixth inning with runners on first and second. We got a pretty good look at that. We thought it was going to be hit all the way, but the Mets base runners, they had to respect the right fielder Suarez and his ability to maybe make the catch. So Henriquez ended up scoring, but the trail runner could only make it to second base. Houck had to stop at first base instead of getting into second with a double. Next batter, Gutierrez, hits into the double play. In the seventh inning, Mets load the bases with one out, but Henriquez hits in the double play against the reliever Herrera. That got Herrera off the hook. He was shaky all in his two innings. Mets really feel like they should have gotten more out of that. And that was basically it for the Mets offense. They were starting with that double play. Nobody else made it to on base. And then the Cardinals able to scratch across that insurance run in the eighth inning on the ground out by Hernandez. So there's your scoring summary. Box score, starting with the line score. St. Lucie, one run on four hits, no errors. Palm Beach, three runs on six hits, one error. For the Mets in this game, Jeremy Rodriguez, Colin Houck, Nick Roselli, and Kevin Villavicencio all record hits, all singles. Nobody else had a hit. No extra base hits in the game. For the Cardinals, Mejia, 2-for-3 with a walk from the top spot. Top offensive performer in the contest. He was the only player in the entire game with multiple hits. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Lanthier, three perfect innings to start. Ran into some trouble in the fourth, gave up a couple of hits and a couple of runs in the inning, but got out of it. A walk and three strikeouts total. To Brock, an inning, a hit, no runs, three walks, no strikeouts. Had to leave the game with the trainer. Irving Cota, two innings of shutout ball with a hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. Lowers his season ERA to 0.59. And then Arnaud, one inning, two hits, a run, a walk, and a strikeout in the ninth. For Palm Beach, Savakul has been around a long time, doing what a pitcher of his age and his experience in this league should do. Five shutout innings, a hit, a walk, seven strikeouts. His ERA now at 1.50 through five starts. Herrera, two innings, three hits, a run, three walks, and two strikeouts. Did not pitch well, and Clemente did. Two perfect innings with three strikeouts for his first save. Ball game played in 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of 299 baseball-loving souls here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now we turn the page to tomorrow. The Mets will try to even this series up and try to get to within one game of first place again. They have not lost three games in a row. They have not been more than two games out of first place, so that is what they do need to do tomorrow. Win a game to avoid those two things. First pitch at 6:30. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20 sharp. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald saying thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.